Coffee Break German, Lesson 7. Hallo, ich heiße Mark.
Hallo, mein Name ist Thomas und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German.
Welcome to Coffee Break German, the show which will help you acquire enough German to get by in a German-speaking place, whether you're going on holiday, on vacation, or spending some time working in the country. In these lessons, we're going to be covering the basics of the German language, and as you work through the lessons, you'll be developing your knowledge and your range of vocabulary to help you in lots of different situations. So, Thomas, last time you told us that this time we'd be learning something about the town. Heute lernen wir etwas über die Stadt.
Yeah, more like some places in town that are useful or how to ask for directions and basics of directions where to go to.
Okay, and this is in fact the first of two lessons dealing with places in the town and getting around while you're visiting a German-speaking area. So, let's get on with the lesson. Lass uns anfangen.
Los geht's, Mark.
As usual, we're going to begin, before we get into our new topic, with a little bit of review from last time. Now, last time, we were learning some numbers. And to review these, we're going to be using a little bit of maths here. We're going to be doing some arithmetic to check our knowledge of the numbers. Thomas, you need to help us here. How do you say plus?
Plus.
Plus. Okay, so 4 plus 4 is 8 would be?
4 plus 4 ist 8.
Okay, and how do you say minus?
Minus.
It's fairly straightforward. So let's say 4 minus 2 ist 2.
Yeah, totally okay. Correct.
In that case, can you give us some sums, some arithmetical calculations using our numbers from 0 to 10 to say in German?
So, now I've got 4 things for you and the listeners to translate.
Okay.
Nummer 1, 7 plus 1 is 8.
Okay, so I've given our listeners a little bit of thinking time here. I think that would be 7 plus 1 ist 8.
Richtig.
Okay.
Nummer 2, 2 plus 4 is 6.
Okay, I think that would be 2 plus 4 ist 6.
Nummer 3. Mark, do you remember the word for difficult?
I think it was schwer.
Yeah, let's make the next one a bit schwerer.
More difficult, okay.
Very good. 9 minus 5, and you can do the rest by yourselves.
Okay. So I think, if my arithmetic is correct, that would be 9 minus 5 ist 4.
Wonderful.
Okay, and you said you had 4, so?
Nummer 4, another schwer one. It would be 3 plus 9 minus 7 is?
That would be 3 plus 9 minus 7 ist 5.
Wow, you're a mathematical and linguistic genius.
I don't think so. How do you say I don't think so in German?
Ich glaube nicht.
Ich glaube nicht. So I think so would be ich glaube?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, learning things all the time. Okay, we're now going to move on to our theme for today. And the theme is die Stadt, the town.
Now, let's imagine a situation where you're in the town and you want or need to ask somebody for directions. And to get their attention, Mark, can you remember how to start that?
In the shop last time, we said Entschuldigung.
Yeah, very good.
Entschuldigung bitte.
Yeah, to be polite.
Okay, so Entschuldigung bitte. So how would I add to that and say, can you help me please?
We learned the last time, kann ich Ihnen helfen?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to ask somebody if they can help, you would say, können Sie mir helfen?
So we've already come across this, können Sie, can you? So can we hear that whole phrase again?
Können Sie mir helfen?
Können Sie mir helfen? So I could say, Entschuldigung, bitte, können Sie mir helfen?
Ja, natürlich.
So presumably that means something like, yes, of course, yes, naturally.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Natürlich.
Natürlich.
Natürlich. Ja, natürlich. Okay. Okay, let's learn some places in the town. Now, again, we're going to learn these with the word for the beside them, the definite article. So we will begin perhaps with, I don't know, the station.
Okay. It would be der Bahnhof.
Der Bahnhof.
Der Bahnhof.
So just to be clear in my mind, der Bahnhof is the same gender, the same definite article this time as der Vater or der Sohn.
Yes, the masculine one.
Okay, is there anything masculine about a station?
No, not at all. But what's important here is to remember that not only people have genders, but all objects, all inanimate objects, you have to learn the genders.
Okay, so in that respect, it's like French and Spanish and many other languages that have gender. So coming back to the station is a masculine noun and therefore it's der Bahnhof.
Der Bahnhof.
Okay, let's have another masculine noun.
Der Strand, the beach.
Okay, let's have that again.
Der Strand.
Der Strand.
Der Strand.
Okay, so we've got der Bahnhof, the station.
Der Bahnhof.
And der Strand, the beach.
Der Strand.
Another masculine noun. Perhaps one more masculine noun.
Der Supermarkt.
I'm guessing that's the supermarket.
Very good.
Okay, so der Supermarkt.
Der Supermarkt.
Der Supermarkt. So we've got der Bahnhof.
Der Bahnhof.
Der Strand.
Der Strand.
And der Supermarkt.
Der Supermarkt.
What about something feminine?
For example, die Bank. The bank.
Die Bank.
Die Bank.
And one more feminine word?
What might be useful is Apotheke, pharmacy.
Okay, let's hear that again.
Die Apotheke.
Die Apotheke.
Die Apotheke.
Okay, and let's learn a couple of neuter words.
Das Hotel, for example, the hotel, very similar.
Das Hotel.
Das Hotel.
Okay.
And another one, das Stadtzentrum.
Das Stadtzentrum.
Das Stadtzentrum, the town center.
Okay, das Stadtzentrum.
Das Stadtzentrum.
Okay, let's run through these phrases, or these words rather, again. So we had the supermarket.
Der Supermarkt.
The station.
Der Bahnhof.
The beach.
Der Strand.
And then our two feminine ones, the pharmacy.
Die Apotheke.
The bank.
Die Bank.
And then our neuter ones. We had the town centre.
Das Stadtzentrum.
And the hotel.
Das Hotel.
Now, my next question is, how do we say, where is the hotel, for example?
You would say, wo ist das Hotel?
Wo ist das Hotel?
Where is, wo ist.
Wo ist. And presumably we can say wo ist with all of these words.
Yeah.
So let's try this now.
Okay. How would you say where is the supermarket?
I would say wo ist der Supermarkt.
Very good. And where is the bank?
That would be, wo ist die Bank?
Ja, sehr gut. And the last one, where is the town center?
Wo ist das Stadtzentrum?
Prima, perfekt.
Okay, so I could also say, Entschuldigung bitte, können Sie mir helfen? Wo ist das Stadtzentrum? So let's hear that in good German.
Entschuldigung bitte, Können Sie mir helfen? Wo ist das Stadtzentrum?
Now, after the break, we are going to be hearing some of the possible answers that we may hear to this kind of question. And that's coming up in just a moment.
Wir unterbrechen diese Sendung für eine sehr wichtige Meldung. If you'd like to make faster progress with your German, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes and bonus listening materials. Also, worauf wartest du? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your German to the next level, go to coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Now, we could be asking for directions, for example, and we might be told, take the third street on the left and turn right and go through the lights and cross the bridge and everything else. At the moment, we'll leave that, because what I'd like to do is imagine the situation that I'm standing here with my map and I'm trying to find where the station is. So I could ask you as the passerby, Entschuldigung, wo ist der Bahnhof? How would I ask the passerby, can you show me on the map?
We've heard that first part already. It's können Sie mir?
Können Sie mir?
Das bitte?
Das bitte?
Auf der Karte zeigen.
Auf der Karte zeigen.
Auf der Karte, on the map.
And zeigen show.
To show.
That's interesting that the zeigen comes at the very end.
Yeah, German word order can be quite tricky.
Maybe this is a good time to bring in our grammar guru.
I think so.
Okay, it's time for our next lesson on word order. Do you remember we talked about the verb coming in second position in a simple sentence? For example, at the start of the lesson, we had Heute lernen wir etwas über die Stadt. There we had the verb lernen coming after the adverb heute and swapping places with the subject wir so that it could come in second position. This really does sound a lot more complicated than it actually is, so don't worry about it. As I explained previously, you'll begin to recognise these patterns as you work through the course and get more exposure to the German language and its strange word order. Of course, Germans think that English speakers have strange word order too. Over the last two episodes, we've come across a few examples where the word order is a little bit different. We've had, kann ich Ihnen helfen? Können Sie mir helfen? And, können Sie mir das bitte auf der Karte zeigen? First of all, you'll notice that these examples start with a verb. That's because they are questions, and they are formed the same way as in English. So we swap the position of the subject Sie and the verb können and go from the simple statement Sie können mir helfen, you can to me help, to können Sie mir helfen, can you to me help. But you'll also notice that können isn't the only verb in this question. We also have helfen, to help, and as you'll have heard, it came at the end of the sentence. That is because the verb können is what we call a modal verb, and what it does is send the main verb, which in this case is helfen, to the end of the sentence. So whether you've got a question where the modal verb comes in first position, kann ich Ihnen helfen, can I help you, or a statement where it's in second position, ich kann Ihnen helfen, I can help you, the main verb always comes at the end. Think back to that tricky sentence. Können Sie mir das bitte auf der Karte zeigen? Literally, can you, to me, that, please, on the map, show? Despite all those words in the middle there, the verb zeigen still comes at the end. This all sounds a bit crazy, but it will make sense as you make progress with your German. So, there you have it. Another little insight into the seemingly mysterious world of German word order. Back to you in the studio.
So hopefully that makes more sense. Now, let's come back to this phrase, can you show me on the map? Können Sie mir das bitte auf der Karte zeigen?
Ja, stimmt.
Let's hear it from you, because you'll say it much more fluently than me.
Können Sie mir das bitte auf der Karte zeigen?
Okay, it's the word order that's the tricky thing here. Let's have it again.
Können Sie mir das bitte auf der Karte zeigen?
So literally, in English, we're saying, can you to me that please on the map to show?
Yeah.
And I now completely understand why this is so difficult. Can you, können Sie mir, to me, that please, das bitte,
yeah,
on the map, auf der Karte, to show, zeigen.
Zeigen.
Können Sie mir das bitte auf der Karte zeigen? I think I'm getting it.
Sehr schwer.
Sehr schwer, yeah. Sehr, sehr, sehr schwer. Okay, how would you answer this then?
I would probably say, Sie sind hier. Der Bahnhof ist dort.
Okay, so you said, Sie sind hier. I know that Sie means you.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that you're saying you are here and the Bahnhof is there. The station is there.
Dort.
Dort. So we've got here. We've done here already. Sie sind hier. Und der Bahnhof ist dort.
Okay, Mark. Maybe we should practice this a little bit.
Okay.
So I give you an example and you translate it. The beach is here, but the bank is there.
Okay, so once again, I've given our listeners a little bit of time to work that out. The beach is here, but the bank is there. I would say, der Strand ist hier, aber die Bank ist dort.
Richtig, sehr gut. Maybe another one. The hotel is here, but the station is there.
Okay, so the hotel is here, but the station is there. Das Hotel ist hier, aber der Bahnhof ist dort.
Ja, sehr gut.
Just before we finish today, I have a question about the Bahnhof. I was actually in Austria last week doing some business, and I came across Bahnhof, but it had another word before it. I think it started with an H.
Yeah, it would be probably Hauptbahnhof.
And so what's the difference between Bahnhof and Hauptbahnhof?
Hauptbahnhof means main station. So if you're in the city with more stations, the main station is called Hauptbahnhof.
And on the map, auf der Karte, would that be abbreviated as HBF?
Yeah, the main station of a town.
It's beginning to make sense now. Thank you. Danke.
Gern geschehen.
Now, before we finish off this lesson, we just have time to hear from Julia, our cultural correspondent. Let's find out what Julia has for us today. Hallo, Julia.
Hi, Mark. Hallo, Thomas. Und hallo an alle unsere Coffee Break German Zuhörer. Hier bin ich wieder, Julia, your cultural correspondent. In this report and in my next report in Lesson 8.2, I'm going to take you on a journey through some of the highlights of the German-speaking world. Each place is famous for different things. Let's start in the north and work our way south. Germany's second largest city, Hamburg, is famous for having Germany's biggest seaport, although lying not directly at the North Sea. Hamburg is the place where the Beatles started their career, and next to Berlin, it can be seen as the musical center of Germany, a place where many new bands come from. Further south in the west, we come to Cologne, or as we call it, Köln. As you have already learned, Köln is a town famous for its carnival time every year in February. Köln is also a center for many TV productions. In the very middle of our country, there is Frankfurt, known especially as Germany's financial center. And parts of the city center kind of remind us of a small version of downtown New York. The river Main passes through the city, and because of this, the city even has this little nickname, Mainhattan. Frankfurt is also the place where Germany's national poet Johann Wolfgang Goethe was born. In the south of Germany lies the town that Thomas has already mentioned. Do you remember? München, the capital of the region called Bavaria or Bayern. Many of the things which are seen as being typically German actually come from Bavaria and will be less likely to be found elsewhere, such as Lederhosen, leather trousers, and that special kind of folk music featuring accordions and tubas and such like. Not that different from the Coffee Break German theme tune, actually. München's Oktoberfest is known worldwide and attracts visitors from many different countries. They enjoy discovering the city and mixing with locals in the many beer gardens, the town has to offer. But of course, it doesn't stop here. There are so many cities, areas, as well as beautiful landscapes in Germany worth mentioning, but we might come back to that in a later episode. Next time, we'll have a look at interesting cities in Switzerland as well as Austria. For now, I'll hand you back to Mark and our Bavarian friend Thomas, in his Lederhosen perhaps, in the studio. Bis bald!
Danke, Julia. And I have to confirm here for everyone that I'm sitting beside Thomas and he's not wearing Lederhosen. Now, one phrase that we've not yet learned, and we perhaps should have learned it when we were asking for directions, is thank you very much. We've always said thank you, danke, but how do you say thank you very much?
Vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank.
Okay, so vielen Dank. We'll remember that today, because I'd like to say to our listeners, vielen Dank, for sticking with us through these lessons. We're on lesson 7 at the moment, and next time we'll be doing a little more about the town. Don't forget, of course, that you can get lots more out of your Coffee Break German experience by visiting our website.
You can find that at coffeebreakgerman.com. And while you're there, please leave a comment or leave a review on iTunes, so we know what you're thinking.
That's all for today. Das reicht für heute. Vielen Dank
und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Tschüss. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.